You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Pleased to be joined here with Pastor Eric Waters, who's the senior pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Boerne, Texas. So
that's
good
right.
Evening, Eric, and thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about what God is doing in your community and how you're at work and doing some really cool things.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, we've got something that I'm really excited about. It's what we call our Growing Hope Ministry, and it's a partnership that we have here with a food bank in town, but it's a food bank that's much bigger than a food bank. They call themselves a regional resource center. They're called Hill Country Daily Bread, and they collaborate with agencies, government agencies, individual sponsors, and churches to try to break the chain of generational poverty. And the way they do that is by mentoring, by Christ-centered mentoring relationships. So it's not just about handing out food, but it's about getting involved in the lives of people and telling them about Jesus and, Lord willing, getting them involved in a church. So we've been partnering with this Hill Country Daily Bread. We've been partnering with this local organization for a year now. And our ministry that we started here at our church is called Growing Hope. And it's been fantastic. It's been a great way to reach into our community, to do good, to feed the hungry, but to do it in the name of Jesus. But already we've had six new people sign up to be mentors, six people from our church. And what that is that they every 2 weeks they pick up a food box and then they deliver it to the individual's home and they check in and see how they're doing. If the person is open to it, you know, they'll perhaps participate in a Bible study. There's kind of a curriculum they can go through. But again, the opportunity is not just dropping the food box, but getting to know people. And so that's exciting for us as a church to see six new people rise up and take a part of that. And I tell you, one of the wins for us recently has been in this COVID season. You know, everything shut down here in Boerne, as I'm sure it did, you know, around the country and up in Canada too. Everything shut down. And as do many communities, Boerne has this summer lunch program where, you know, we feed children who are entitled to summer lunches. Well, the host site was unwilling to open up their space, and so they were scrambling, and they asked us, hey, would you be willing to do it? Well, you know, we had everything all set up already with Growing Hope. We said, sure, come on board. And so as a result, our church was able to partner with another ministry here in town, and we were able to feed about 200 kids a week right here in Boerne. So it was a real unexpected win for us. You know, it didn't take a lot of effort on our part. It was just saying, sure, come on board, and you know, we'll work together. So it's great.
Yeah. That's beautiful. How can you speak for a moment just about how you sense, right, this idea of being unashamed of our connection to Christ and what he's doing in us, and how you have gone into the community, and how have you sensed where God's calling you, where God's working in the community, and where that's matching up with what St. John is doing? And speak to that for a moment.
Just about where it matches up, and then I'll move on to the unashamed. Yeah, and so, you know, where it matches up is Boerne is a rather affluent community, but within the affluence, there is a significant portion of people who are in poverty, and many of them in generational poverty from one to the next. And so this has been a great way for us to get involved in our community. You know, when I tell our people, let's go out there and share the good news of Jesus Christ, they all, you know, they start biting their nails. They get really nervous. But when you tell them what it is just helping people, you know, walking alongside of them, giving food to the hungry. It's been a real easy way, a very easy way for our people to get involved with evangelism, for our people to get involved with outreach right here in our community. So that's been great. That's a good segue to the unashamed part is, you know, what does it mean to serve in the name of Jesus? Well, again, thanks to our partnership with Hill Country Daily Bread, they took us under their wing. They trained up a team right here at my church. They led them through a discipleship curriculum. They led them through a mentor training program. They led them through a poverty simulation program. And then they walked alongside of us and really helped us get this ministry up and running so that now I have a core of people, about 10 or 12 people, who are very comfortable talking about Jesus. And so we'll have our clients come in to pick up their food, and you know, we'll load up their cars with them, look out there, and I see that they're talking, they're visiting, There's prayer. You know, hey, how can I pray for you? And then they gather right there and they pray for the people on the spot. And we're also starting to invite people to come and become a part of our church. We've invited them to the women's retreat. We've invited them to Halloween events. We've invited them to vacation Bible schools. And so it's a way that I see people reaching out in the name of Jesus and then inviting people in the name of Jesus. And they're unashamed to do it because they've been equipped. And that's what the real key is, I think.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that you know, lots of churches are great at helping food banks and caring for people, and that part of who we're really called to be in the unashamed sharing of Jesus, and the fact that you've matched those two in such a beautiful way. I love it. That's great. Wonderful, Pastor.
Well, thanks.
Love you, Sharon. And yeah, thanks. Thanks for what you're doing there. And we look forward to continuing to hear more updates and learning more about how God is on the loose and working there in Bernie and inspire us to work with him and partner with him.
Amen. Thanks for asking.
So, awesome. Blessings. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.